Digital LEDs pulse and flicker, finally resting on the number 24.
Previously on 24.
Barely.
Jack, what happened?
My father escaped. I don't know where he is. He might be in the area. I want you both to go back to CTU. Josh, I know that there's a lot to explain. And I promise you, when this is over, you and I are going to sit down and I will talk you through what happened.
Thank you for saving my son.
He reminds me of you.
I told you I was sorry.
You said I should stop helping terrorists arm nuclear bombs.
We're done.
I've interfaced a component.
There's a problem. The circuit board is damaged.
Can you fix it?
No, not unless I have the security override.
We don't have access to that information.
We'll have to find someone who has the necessary expertise.
An FB sub-circuit board from one of the weapons is now in the possession of an agent of the Chinese government. If you do not intercept this component, my generals have instructions to initiate an appropriate response.
Russians find out about this.
Only select people at the White House even knew about this.
So you're saying there's a spy? Which staff are we talking about here, Tom?
Lisa Miller, sir.
Bishop's been passing intelligence to the Russians that he got from you.
I swear to you, I didn't know.
It's still treason. You're gonna go back to your boyfriend, and you're gonna make him believe that we have the component back.
White House is pressuring us to find Chang. We have to help we can get some information out of her.
It's going to be next to impossible to communicate with her in the near term unless we essentially attempt to shock her out of this state.
Mike, they let me speak to Audrey?
Shrink who's treating her doesn't think it's a good idea. He's about to try some protocol of his own using big doses of drugs. It could kill her, Jack.
Please, you handcuff me.
Because I think you need to do something about it.
Is there anything that you can tell me that can help us find Chang, or at least where they were holding you? Please.
Jack, put down your gun!
Not until I get a guarantee from you that Audrey is safe!
Bloomfield.
What'd you say?
Bloomfield. Morris, did you get that? Bloomfield. Have Chloe track it down, keep Doyle in the loop.
Earlier, I got through to Audrey. I can do the same thing again. I just need some time, please.
Stay away from my daughter. Everything you touch, one way or another, ends up dead.
The following takes place between 2 a.m. and 3 a.m.
Jack sits in the holding cell, staring straight ahead. He glances round as two guards enter the cell. Nadia walks in after them and comes to stand by Jack.
I thought you should know James Heller just left with his daughter.
Nadia looks on with concern. Jack gets up and paces.
He also reiterated to me his demand that you stay away from her. He'll be filing a restraining order to that effect. I'm sorry, Jack.
The name that Audrey gave us when I was talking to her, Bloomfield, did it pan out?
It did. It's an old copper refining facility in Jefferson Heights. We found oxidized copper particles on Audrey's clothing, so we're pretty sure that's where Chang was holding her. Now, if that's his base of operations, he should have the Russian component there, so we're locking it down. And dispatching teams now.
You need to let me go with them.
You're still under arrest, Jack.
For 20 months in a Chinese prison, Chang tried to break me. I know him. I know how he thinks. I am your best chance at stopping him.
You willfully disobeyed a presidential order. Your actions resulted in Chang getting a hold of that component.
That's why I'm begging you to let me go. I caused this mess. Let me clean it up. Please. Damn it, Nadia, you have the authority to let me do this.
This isn't about finding that component for you, Jack. This is about getting revenge against Chang.
Chang is responsible for Audrey's condition. You're damn right this is about revenge. I want Chang more than anything in the world. I give President Palmer my word that I would destroy that component before I let it fall into enemy hands. Please, give me a chance to keep my word.
I'm sorry, Jack, I can't.
Jack eyes the two guards, who shift nervously.
Don't even think about it, Jack. If you make a move, I will have you put in restraints.
Jack slowly crosses the room. He stops in front of one of the guards. Finally, however, he turns to sit back down at the table.
Maybe I could help from here. I could run tactical.
Division is sending over a ranking section chief to replace me. I promise you I will take it up with him when he gets here.
Okay, thanks.
Nadia is let out by the guards, who carefully back out, locking Jack in. Jack cases the room as if hopeful of finding a means of escape. He seems to accept defeat. On the operations floor.
I have a Landsat image of Bloomfield. It's a big place. There's Cheng's Hummer at the rear entrance.
Okay, port it over to tactical for analysis.
It's already happening.
Status update on LAPD?
All reserve units are on the way. They should have a perimeter in 20 minutes.
You okay?
Fine.
You don't look fine.
Since you're so keen to know, Chloe and I have split up.
Shut up, Morris.
Well, point is being coy about it, right? We're still doing our jobs. We're all professionals. It's just that if I were you, I'd stay out.
I will.
These are the transcripts from Marilyn Bauer's statement. She needs to review them.
All right, thanks.
I'll take care of it.
Chloe leaves, looking sad. Doyle addresses his team.
Wheels are rolling in 5 minutes.
All right, gentlemen, listen up. Your objective is the Bloomfield Copper Facility in Jefferson Heights. We have good reason to believe this is Cheng's safe house and that he has the component in his possession. LAPD is setting up a 5-block perimeter. Your job is to penetrate the facility, apprehend Cheng, and secure the component. If Cheng gets out of the country with that component, Russia will hold us responsible for providing the Chinese access to their defense codes. And they'll strike back at us. We need to recover that component. There is no room for error. Real-time tactical feeds and satellite recon will be uplinked to your PDAs. Any questions? Good luck.
You're doing a good job.
Just trying to keep the roof from caving in so my replacement gets here.
Hey, listen, we're putting every available agent out in the field. If Cheng is in that facility, we're going to get him and the component.
Be careful.
Doyle looks oddly at Nadia, as if unsure how to react to her concern. As Nadia emerges from the side room, she sees Milo has been observing her interchange with Doyle. He casts her a wry look and walks away. She seems perturbed. In Cheng's hideout. Have you received the data? It's coming in now. Upload it to the men. Are you sure they can execute this operation? Cheng glances round at his mob of armed heavies. We've used them before, but never on a mission of this importance. I chose them because I know they are capable. This operation is too important and I never take unnecessary risks. Cheng turns and addresses one of the heavies.
Soyo, you have the data.
It's about time.
We have to finalize our attack plan. I want to attack the target in 15 minutes.
We'll be ready.
15分钟, 快点准备.
209, end of part one. Part 2, 212. Josh at CTU watches the TV news.
Authorities throughout Los Angeles and the surrounding communities are scrambling to deal with the devastation caused by the nuclear detonation and its aftermath. Local hospitals report being overwhelmed.
Josh, you gotta stop watching this and try and get some sleep.
You're saying that 12,000 people are dead. All because of what Deck did.
Honey, it's not that simple. Terrorists were responsible.
But he was involved. He let it happen. I wish I was never even born.
Don't say that.
Why? That's how I feel. I wish I was never part of this sick family.
You listen to me. Listen to me. You are not your father.
You are not responsible for anything he did.
Here. I love you. I do. We're gonna be okay. I promise you we'll get through this.
Marilyn spots Chloe through the glass door of their room.
Hours. I want to go home.
I know, we'll go home in the morning. Right now, I want you to close your eyes and get some sleep. Okay, come on.
2:13. Marilyn tucks Josh in and crosses to the door where Chloe waits, looking rather self-conscious.
This is a transcript of your statement. I need you to review it and make sure it's accurate.
All right.
Mrs. Bauer?
Oh, please call me Marilyn.
I know you and Jack are close. There's something that you need to know.
What is it?
It's about Audrey Raines. She's still alive.
What?
Bishop, Lisa Miller's spy boyfriend, is in bed, deeply asleep. He picks up the ringing mobile and squints at it.
Hello?
It's me.
Hey, you. I thought I wouldn't hear from you again till morning.
Sorry I left so suddenly. We had a crisis with the Russians.
What kind of crisis?
It doesn't matter anymore. It's been averted.
Well, that's good.
Anyway, I was thinking maybe could pick up where we left off, if you want.
Well, you know I do, sweetheart, but isn't Daniel's gonna want you to stick around so he can paw you every chance he gets?
I'm the last thing on his mind right now.
Well, his loss. How soon can you get here?
I'm on my way.
I love you.
I love you too. I'll see you soon.
All right. Sounded genuine enough. Now, when you go back to Mr. Bishop, you will find a way to excuse yourself from the room to allow him time to access your PDA. We've uploaded memos stating that a Chinese agent was trying to smuggle a piece of Russian technology out of the country and was taken out in a military strike. Do you understand?
You want the Russians to think the component was destroyed in the attack.
That's correct. It's up to you now. If you can feed all this convincingly to Bishop, he will relay it to his Russian contact, and with any luck at all, President Suvorov will call off his threat of military action against us, or at least for the time being.
Sorry, I just don't know if I can go through with this, if I can be with him again and act like nothing's wrong.
I'm sure you'll manage. The last year you've had no problem lying to me.
So, at any rate, Agent Hollister and I will be in a van parked across the street from Bishop's. We'll be monitoring everything. You do as you're told, and it should all go smoothly.
Lisa turns to look at the glowering Daniels. 2:18. Jack sits, head bowed, in his cell. Chloe enters with Marilyn.
Marilyn, what are you doing here? You should be with Josh.
I had to see if you were all right.
I'm fine. I don't think the charges will stand up, given the extenuating circumstances.
I meant about Audrey. I'm so sorry, Jack. I feel awful telling you she was dead.
You didn't know. No one knew.
Still, I heard the Chinese caused her to have some kind of psychological breakdown. Is she going to be all right?
I don't know.
What do her doctors say?
It's out of my hands.
What do you mean it's out of your hands?
Her father's secretary, Heller, has already taken her away from here. I've been ordered to stay away from her, to stay out of her life.
How could he do that to you? You saved her life.
Marilyn, please. I don't want to talk about this.
Miss Yasser told us that Josh and I don't need to be in CTU custody anymore. They're going to process us out in the morning.
Good.
I'd like to bring Josh by to see you before we go.
No, we'll be fine.
Jack, whatever happens, when all this is over, I want you to know I'll be there for you.
Thank you.
Mrs. Bauer?
Marilyn, you really should go. Chloe, any word on Chang?
Doyle's leading a team to Bloomfield right now. They should be there any second.
Please keep me informed.
Jack will get Chang and the component.
Jack is left stewing in his cell. In the hideout, Soyo, the headman of Cheng's attack force, approaches him.
Here's the entrance point. There's only one.
Yes, but they will put you in an optimal position for a quick surgical strike.
An L train rumbles close by the roof of the Bloomfield Copper Company. Under cover of the noise, a bunch of CTU SUVs pull up. Doyle gets out.
Ryan, take your team around back.
Rest of you, follow me.
This isn't going to be bloodless, Chang. People are going to die.
You do what you need to do.
Doyle's team is moving into Bloomfield now.
The black-clad TAC team use huge bolt cutters to clip through the chains on a series of gates. The men rallying around Doyle advance into the compound. A small limpet mine is clamped to a metal door.
Remember, your objective isn't to cause casualties. Your objective is to obtain the package. Nothing else takes precedence.
I understand.
The charge having discreetly blown the lock, Doyle's men pull back the sliding door and advance inside. Soyo nods and walks off to join his men. The TAC team sweep through the barren breeze block and concrete factory. Cheng approaches the gang, who stand around a large hole they have drilled through the floor. Soyo drops ropes through the hole.
We'll access the sewer lines from here. Once below ground, it's roughly 180 meters to the target. All right. Let's move.
Don't let me down.
The Chinese gang slide one after the other down the ropes into the sewer below. The CTU team advance cautiously in the darkened plant.
Clear!
Clear!
Anything?
No, there's nobody here. We have to see this. We have empty rifle magazines, stun grenades, C4. Look, this is an arsenal.
Continue with the search, see if you can find anything else.
Yes, sir.
2:22, the trooper marches off. Doyle pulls out his mobile and dials out. At CTU.
O'Brien.
Chloe, put Nadia on.
Nadia, it's Doyle. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, Cheng's not here. Bloomfield's been evacuated.
If they haven't hit one of our roadblocks, then I'm guessing they got out before we could lock down the perimeter.
I checked satellite feed. Tried to back time the frames before we repositioned.
Hey, there's something else. We found a whole bunch of empty weapon crates.
What kind of weapons?
Large caliber rifles, military grade C4, grenades. Enough of an arsenal for a small army. It looks like the Chinese are planning to launch a major assault.
Assault on what?
All at CTU look grave. Torches flash in the darkness of the sewer. Soyo stops and talks into his headset.
We're at the junction.
Good. Head east 153 meters. That will put you directly beneath CTU and the entrance point.
2:23, end of part two. Morris turns to Chloe.
I'm scanning these satellite images from Bloomfield. I'm getting a lot of dropped data fields in Sector 8. Chloe.
I heard you.
Well, have you any idea what might be causing it? Because I'm practically blind here.
You know that patch we downloaded from the USGS subnet?
Yeah.
Sometimes it conflicts with the imaging software. Try deactivating it.
Thank you. That's all I needed.
Chloe appears to be suffering.
Morris? I know you're trying to be professional about everything. I'm sorry. I'm really having a hard time with what happened between us.
You have nothing to apologize for, darling.
You broke up with me because I said something stupid, something I didn't mean.
About me arming the nukes and being a coward? That wasn't stupid. It's the God's honest truth.
I don't believe that.
Well, it's a fact. You're right, whether you want to admit it to yourself or not.
So you're saying what I think doesn't matter?
No, I'm saying that I didn't break up with you because of what you said. I broke up with you because of what I did. No matter how much you think you love me, I know there'll always be that knowledge, and you won't be able to get past it.
You're wrong.
You know me better than anyone, right?
Yeah.
What am I ever wrong?
Morris returns to his desk. 2:30. Chloe sits, torn between her work screen and Morris. In a high-tech surveillance van, Lennox talks to Lisa.
Remember, as soon as you're in, you will create an opportunity for Bishop to access your PDA. Something wrong?
I'm frightened.
Well, you should be. If this thing doesn't work, you will be facing treason charges.
I've cooperated fully.
Great. You can testify to that at your trial. So, get a grip here. You will do whatever is necessary to assure Bishop that nothing has changed between the two of you. Do you understand? All right, let's get the car up here.
The surveillance camera's all set in the bag, sir.
It's all yours.
Tom Lennox clinically hands her her shoulder bag. Now totally lacking her former icy composure, she unwillingly takes the bag and walks over to the awaiting car. As she gets in, she casts a final reproachful look at Tom Lennox.
All right, let's button things up here.
As Lennox closes the rear doors of the van, Lisa's car sweeps around the corner and pulls up in front of her graceful townhouse. Climbing the steps to the front door, she pauses and casts a look back to where the van is discreetly parked. She heads in. Daniels sits waiting in the Oval Office.
Yes?
She's on her way inside, sir.
Are you sure she can pull this off?
Let's hope so, sir.
I appreciate what you're doing, Tom. I know this doesn't exactly fall under your job description.
We're all doing some improvising today, aren't we, sir? We both agreed it is in our interest to keep this circle small.
Lisa Miller walks up a flight of stairs. At the top is a door with a brass number 5 on it. She pauses momentarily, and then is rather taken aback by Bishop suddenly opening the door.
Hey.
Hi.
He bends to kiss her. Although she smiles, she seems incapable of responding with her former passion. She walks into the apartment and places her shoulder bag on a small table.
You okay?
Of course. Why?
I just seem, I don't know, tense.
Mark, come on. Everything has happened. Who isn't?
Right. Well, maybe I can loosen you up.
Tom Lennox observes via a camera secreted in the bag as she drops her coat and allows Bishop to massage her shoulders.
How's that? Better?
Yeah. You know, I'm gonna freshen up first.
had a shower, remember? I'm really happy you came back. The more time I spend away from you, the harder it is to let you walk out the door. I may have to strap you to the bed. Permanently.
Come on, just get out of the room. Leave him alone with the PDA.
Bet you'd like that.
Immense. No,
I'm sorry. I'm just feeling really grungy.
The situation at the White House has me stressed. I'll be right back.
I thought you said that crisis was averted.
It was.
Then you should feel relieved.
Well, you know me. Always worried the next crisis is around the corner.
I think I know how to take your mind off.
Come on.
Standing by the bed now, he slips off her blouse and pushes her gently down. She manages an almost convincing smile at him as he lets fall his bathrobe. 2:39. In the sewer beneath CTU, the Chinese gang come to a halt.
Hold on. We're here. Set the charges.
Gang members place devices in the tunnel roof.
Are you ready?
Yeah, we're in position. Charges are being set.
Stand by. Input the code.
Cheng's IT guy punches numbers into a computer.
It worked. We're in. Tying us into their security system. Overriding their comm.
We'll go in sectors. 2 minutes until everything is shut down.
Nadia, escape vectors from Bloomfield.
We analyzed every route from the facility. There are over 20.
So whoever was holding Audrey could be anywhere in the city right now.
Morris and Chloe are still back timing the satellite feeds. Hopefully they'll get a fix on one of the vehicles.
All right, keep me posted.
Have we heard anything from Doyle?
His team's halfway through the forensic sweep, but they haven't found anything so far. What?
Never mind.
Milo walks away pointedly. Nadia follows him.
Listen, Milo, I saw the look that you gave me when I was talking to Doyle.
I understand if your feelings for me have changed. Yes, I was hurt, but if there is something going on between you and Doyle, I want you to know that it's okay.
Well, to be completely honest, I don't know what I feel. So much has happened today. I haven't had a chance to think through anything. I just need some time to sort it all out.
Nadia,
I've got something.
What is it?
This is from about 50 minutes ago. I've checked the frames before and after.
So they definitely got out of Bloomfield before Doyle's team arrived.
Okay, notify LAPD, give them a description of the vehicles. Chloe, widen the search vector, see if we can figure out where those vehicles were headed.
Charge is set.
All right, clear out.
Doyle. Doyle. CTU to Field Unit Bravo, come in.
The Chinese blow out a grill panel from the tunnel roof. 2:42, inside CTU.
Can't get an outside line.
Yeah, I can't reach the door. Calms down, too.
Could be a hiccup in the server.
Check it out.
Pressman.
The Chinese swarm through the entry they have forced.
I don't know what the hell is happening. I can't access any of the servers. The permissions have all been reset.
Cheng gazes smugly at his computer screen.
Good stuff. Okay.
Soyo punches buttons on a PDA.
I've got a visual on the SUV and the van. Cheng was heading south on the 110. They exited Florence, heading east. That's 6 blocks from here.
That was security. They just lost visual surveillance.
What the hell are you talking about?
Every one of our security cameras. They all just went out at once.
Chloe, code red emergency lockdown. Nadia Yasser. Code Red is confirmed. Lock this place down.
Right away.
Everyone, get to your assigned safe rooms now. Go, get moving. Call the outer sector with tear gas.
I can't. I can't get into the system. I don't know how they've done it, but we're completely paralyzed.
Base one, come in. Base one, come in.
Listen to me. CTU is under attack. You need to open the door now.
Base one, come in. Base one, come in. Everyone on the floor.
I can hear them. They're in Sector 3. They're coming this way. Now let me out.
Who was responding?
They cut us off from the main floor. We need to get up to the lounge. There's civilians there. I'm going to need a weapon.
Jack's guard is shot. As his Chinese attacker checks neighboring cells, Jack slips out and grabs the dead guard's gun. Having dispatched two of the Chinese gang, Jack then grabs a spare magazine and backs away.
Cell phones, throw them in front of you. Head count, check the roster. Set up the comm unit, filter all communication that comes in here, and turn off the alarm.
2:44, Jack presses himself flat against a corner. He looks up as down an open-plan staircase comes another of the gang. Having killed his attacker, Jack then turns to the other body and picks up the Chinese machine gun. He darts out from cover to find the coast is clear, and then heads cautiously up the flight of stairs.
Who's in command? Who is in command?
I am.
Nadia spins around.
Milo Pressman. I'm acting director of CTU.
Come here.
Nadia looks on, appalled, as Milo walks slowly towards Soyo. The man raises his pistol to Milo's head. .245, end of part 3. Nadia kneels by Milo's corpse. Jack observes from the gallery.
Hello? Phones are dead.
Mom, what's going on?
I don't know. Josh! Oh, God! Help me push this against the door! Hurry, Josh! Wait!
On the floor! Now!
We found Bauer. The boy's with his mother.
Good. Bring them here.
On our way. All right! Get up!
Leave my son alone! Where are you taking us?
Are you all right?
Yes, Jack! What's going on? What do they want with Josh?
What do you mean, Josh?
They came here to get him.
Are you sure they came for Josh?
That's what they said. Yes.
We gotta get out of here. Come on.
Jack, machine gun at his shoulder, leads them away. He kicks open a door and escorts them down into the gray concrete basement of CTU. Jack leads them up a narrow metal staircase and along a walkway. .251. Below, a pair of Chinese guys find the corpse of their colleagues and head up the stairs in grim and silent pursuit. Jack leads Marilyn and Josh through a door into a plant room.
Shut the door.
Jack crosses to the other side of the room and shins up into a recess at the top of which rotates a large ventilation fan. He jams this with his gun.
Come here. Josh, I want you to climb up here and crawl through the air duct.
No, just go. I'm not leaving you.
Josh, you're not leaving anyone behind. We're going to be following you. We'll be right behind you. No, go ahead.
let's go! Put your weapon down on the ground, now!
I'm putting the weapon down! I'm putting it down!
Both of you, get on your knees!
We have a problem.
What is it?
The boy got away.
He's inside one of the ventilation ducts. We have the boy's mother. And Jack Bauer.
Send the woman and Bauer to me. You wait there.
Get up! Let's go, let's go!
Jack and Marilyn are herded out. The heavy-set, crop-headed leader crosses to the air duct and eyes it resentfully. At a junction in the wide, silvery air ducts, Josh pauses, fearful and confused. Soyo stands over the kneeling CTU workforce.
Cut power to the ventilation system and tie me into the public address system. I want to talk to the boy directly. Chang.
The boy's escaped. We've captured his mother and Jack Bauer.
Get the boy back. I don't care what you have to do.
So, we're getting another call from Agent Doyle. I think we need to respond.
Soyo walks across and glowers down at a computer screen.
Nadia Yasser! Nadia Yasser, stand up!
Morris and Chloe look down in horror. Nadia blinks, then grasps for support to get herself onto her feet. She stands, appearing completely in shock.
Come here.
Nadia gingerly steps around the small pool of blood which has issued from Milo's head.
According to that roster, you are the ranking officer here. Are you? Are you the ranking officer?
Yes.
One of your men has been calling. You need to answer him. Tell him you had a problem with your communication system. If you try to warn him, I will kill everyone here. Starting with you. Do you understand me?
Soyo takes her by the arm and leads her across to the phone.
Answer it.
This is Nadia.
Nadia, it's Mike. I've been trying to get a hold of you for a while now.
Yeah, we've had a problem with comm.
What kind of problem?
It doesn't matter. It's sorted out now. All
right, my team still hasn't picked up any leads on Chang. Have you been able to get a visual on him?
Not yet.
What is taking so long? Nadia, all you had to do was reposition satellite surveillance over Jefferson Heights.
Mike, we're working as fast as we can, okay? What else do you want me to do?
As soon as we get a visual on Chang's vehicles, I'll let you know.
All right, thanks.
2:55. Doyle hangs up but appears troubled. Nadia hangs up and looks at Soyo. He gestures back towards the others.
I'll go sit back down.
Nadia obeys, returning to sit back down beside Morris and Chloe, with Milo's inert body at her feet. Jack and Marilyn are led down onto the ops floor.
Bring her over here.
What do you want with the boy? Who sent you?
Jack!
You don't ask the questions here. He makes another move. Shoot him. Activate the PA. Josh, I want you to listen to me very carefully. I know you're scared, and I don't blame you, but you really don't have to be. The truth is, we're not going to hurt you. We're going to take you to a safe place. That's all I can tell you right now.
Leave him alone, Josh!
I know you heard that, Josh. Your mother's here with us. She's okay. For now. I don't want to hurt her, Josh.
There's been enough bloodshed today. Show yourself to one of my men.
If you do, nothing will happen to your mother. If you don't, I'll shoot her. She'll die for nothing, Josh, because one way or another, we're going to find you, even if we have to tear this building apart. So I'm asking you to save your mother's life. I'm going to give you 10 seconds. If you don't show yourself, by the time I finish counting, she dies. One. Two. Three.
three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine.
Wait.
I can hear him. He's coming right now.
Jack breathes again. Josh, who has been clambering back through the ducts as fast as he can, now peeps through the jammed fan to see the crop-headed gang member.
Come on, let's go. Let's go.
I got him. I'm coming to you.
Chang,
we have the boy.
Good work. Bring him to me right away.
Put her with the others.
The terrified Marilyn is manhandled across to join the rest. Seeing Milo's corpse, she recoils in horror. Vice President Daniels paces in the Oval Office. Lisa Miller is in bed with Bishop. Josh is frog-marched down the stairs.
Take it with the others.
Mom!
Josh!
Seth!
The operation was successful. My men have your grandson.
How is he?
Under stress, a little emotional, but physically unharmed.
Is his mother alive?
Yes. So is your son, Jack.
Good. You have any trouble?
None to speak of. The code you provided us gave us full access to CTU's security system. Have you finished repairing the subcircuit board?
Almost. I'll return it when you bring me my grandson.
We will meet at the rendezvous point in 20 minutes.
It'll be waiting. Call me when I can talk to the boy.
Will do.
Philip Bauer hangs up, grimly satisfied. 3 a.m. The end.
Jack Bauer's good, yeah, but when it comes to whipping some management booty, there's only one person for the job. Ruth's back on Tuesday to drag another business from beneath its own shop floor. Badger or Bust, Tuesday at 10. Next tonight, a clever plan, but someone's going to have to execute it. Your minutes from the latest Lost, here on Sky One.